Crashing on, I should have on the phone Mike from the band June Missing. Are you there, Mike?
I'm here.
Ah.
How
are
you doing?
Okay, I think we've got you.
Yep, I'm here.
Good stuff. Good to have you with us. Welcome back to Phoenix FM.
Good, it's great to be back. Feels good.
Indeed. I think it was, I look back now, it was way back in April that that we first spoke to you.
Yep.
So you're part of the band June Missing. As a bit of a refresher, who else is in the band with you?
Well, we've got Nath. Nath plays bass and sings. And we've got James. He's the drummer. And they're actually, we've actually been doing some recording today. And they've actually just been finishing up at the studio, but I came out a bit early just to do this for you. But yeah, we've just been working on some new tunes and stuff like that. So
excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yes, and you all hail from up in Lancashire.
Yes. Yes, up north where it's nice and cold and snowy.
So, yeah. Yes, and when you hear us southerners complain about the weather, you know, you probably look at us and think we don't even know we're born.
No, you don't have a clue, really.
Right. Yeah. I have the advantage that my sister lives up north, so I get a reality check quite often.
Yeah, when you go see her, yeah. And you bet you can't wait to get back down where it's nice and sunny and warm.
Well, I'll ask her that. She's coming down to visit us on Friday for Christmas. So, yes. Well, I'll feed that back to you. But either way, since we last spoke to you back in April, you've been doing, fair to say, a fair bit of recording, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, it's been mainly sort of producing new material and just getting it down on track, just to hear it. I mean, we've been sort of, batting ideas around, they've been floating off, and we've just been just grabbing them and just, forcing them down, really, because, once you've got ideas in your head, it's hard to contain them, but it's quite exciting, really. We've got some new stuff coming through. I'm hoping to get, hopefully, an EP or some sort of record finished by the end of Christmas, which will be available to anyone who wants it. And then, obviously, and we're going to put all the tracks up on MySpace as well, so you can just, go on there, just have a listen, see if you like it, and hopefully you will.
Yes, I've been listening to some of the newer stuff over the last couple of days. I think it's fair to say it does sound a lot more confident than your earlier material. How do you look at it? Do you see that your sound has evolved?
I think it definitely has. I think we've definitely started to find ourselves. I mean, emotionally with what we're writing about, and really what we're looking for, really. Even when it comes down to production, I mean, like, we're playing through completely different amps, we're playing through different guitars, we're doing different styles of singing. Mm. My singing style's changed completely, over the past 6 months. And it reflects so much, and I'm hoping that people are going to recognise it and see it. I think that's they're going to be able to connect with it, just like we do. So,
Yes, I think you're definitely onto something with the newer stuff, from which we are going to hear a track shortly. Am I right in thinking you've also got a little bit of a tour coming up as well?
Yeah, we're going to be down south for a couple of dates. We're hitting Milton Keynes on the 18th. We're going to be in Camden on the 20th, Barfly. And on the 21st, we're going to be at the Nag's Head in High Wycombe. And then obviously we're going to probably have a few more days for there, to be certified yet. But anyone who's in that area at that time, just get down, because it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. Am I right thinking these are kind of like early next week?
Sorry, they're in January.
Oh, January.
Yeah.
All right. So the nearest one for us here in Brentwood is going to be the Camden Barfly on the 20th. Ah,
that's
cool.
Right. Yeah.
Yep. Yes. 20th. So yes, 20th January. Right up. We'll plug it to the heavens.
Yes, definitely. Anyone who's in there, I'm going to say it again. Anyone who goes to Barfly on the 20th, just go. Just don't hesitate. Just turn up and get a free CD and get some T-shirts and just have a great time.
Right, so I think in January, I think everyone will need a good time. So
yes,
consider yourselves sold. So with the new material, that's kind of like the music that you've been listening to different? Would you say your influences have changed, or?
I think in some cases, yes. I mean, we still have our the same roots. We all, you know, we still have our favourite bands. Mm. But I think mainly, obviously, the kind of stuff we listen to has definitely evolved as well. A lot of our, you know, favourite artists have, you know, released new albums and stuff like that, and we've just sort of looked at it and thought, oh, you know, that's a good way to go, and stuff like that. I mean, obviously, we're not, you know, trying to copy or anything like that, but,
oh, no.
Like, you know, when things change around you, it does obviously influence. Mm. But also, we've all sort of, we've all been through, you know, been doing a few, you know, a few different things in life, and we've all had a few reality checks and stuff like that, and that's really come out in the music and stuff. We're all sort of, we're all living apart. James is living back in Preston. We're in Manchester at the minute, so we've got a bit of a distance issue and stuff like that. So really, I mean, life's changing a little bit, and that's obviously definitely affecting the music. But I think personally it's for the better. I'm really enjoying what I'm writing at the minute, and hopefully people who are listening to it are going to enjoy it as well. So
yeah, I suppose when you get together, you kind of value the time more. Would you say that?
Definitely. We go, and it's sort of, it's like we've never been apart. You know, we go and we sort of, you know, I'll get a tune down, I'll, you know, play an intro, and James will just go away with it. I think, oh, yes, that's the piece I've been missing, you know, and it all fits together like a jigsaw, and that's, you know, that's what we really like. So, and that seems to be happening more, you know, the more, it's kind of like, now we've got that distance, you know, that kind of connection seems to be happening a little bit more, so things are, you know, seem to be turning out for the better, so.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. With the so the plan is for the new EP to come. Is that going to include some of the tunes that you've been recording today?
Yeah, that's definitely. I mean, we've got a couple really. It's been one of them hasn't actually got a name, but it's I've been working on that today, and that's, you know, it's going really well. That's definitely going on it. We've got a couple that have are still just lying as acoustic demos. We got a couple that we sort of, you know, demoed a couple months ago that are still sitting waiting to be recorded and stuff like that.
All right.
So it's all going to be going down. We're hoping it's going to be sort of quite a mix of sounds, quite a mix of emotions. Not too samey, the album. Nothing really too repetitive. We're hoping to get down a lot of aspects of what we're about, and hopefully, you know, reach out to more people and that kind of thing. So.
Yeah, well, it certainly sounds like you're busy times for you, and you're certainly getting yourselves on the right track. So, yes.
Hopefully next year's going to be a good year.
Yeah, we hope so too. Okay, yeah. Well, looking forward to hearing the new tracks. Good luck with your finishing off of those.
Thank you very much.
And seeing as it's the time of year, what are your plans for Christmas?
For Christmas? Well, it's actually my birthday on Saturday.
Ah.
So I'm basically going to get some mates round, people I haven't seen for a while, so I'm really quite looking forward to that. That should be good. And over Christmas, I mean, we're just going to be in the studio, just playing music, burying our heads, you know, that's what we love to do, so that's what we're going to be doing.
Okay.
Obviously making time for family and all that kind of stuff, but, you know. So, but I'm definitely looking forward to the break, you know, really getting my head sunk into some songs and stuff like that,
Yeah, and then you're gearing up for a busy January. You're going to be because it's kind of going to be all over the country that you're going to, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. Luckily, we have someone on board who's got a VW camper van.
All right.
So we're going to be slumming in the back of that. We've got a couple of people. We've got another mate who's managed. We pulled him along. He's got an iGo.
All right.
We're going to jam-pack that full of gear. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be fun. I'm definitely looking forward to it. And hopefully people are going to be coming along to see us. So.
Yeah, awesome. Well, very best of luck to you with that.
Do
let us know how it goes.
Definitely, I'll definitely be in touch. So.
Excellent. Yep. And it's the Cannon Barfly, is it, on the 20th of January?
That's 20th of January, yep.
Right, so I think that's the one for people to remember, and we'll make sure that they know on this show.
Yep, definitely.
Okay.
I'll be in touch making sure you're really, really plugging that one. So.
Righto. Do it. Okay, good, so we're going to hear one of your brand new tracks, the lovingly entitled Jump Off a Bridge Day. Tell us about this track.
Well, the name is a bit tongue-in-cheek, really. I mean, what we wrote about was kind of a little bit... were quite serious and sort of, but in kind of a jokey kind of way.
Right.
I mean, Jump Off a Bridge Day is sort of like, it's about, you know, that time of year where everyone thinks, I've had enough.
Yeah.
And it's that day, it's Jump Off a Bridge Day, you know, for us. It's like, right, today, I've had enough. I'm either staying in bed or whatever. Or, you know, that's Jump Off a Bridge Day.
Right.
And basically, that song is just about everything just sort of piling up, sort of really getting on top of you, and you just sort of, you know, really sick of it, and you just need that release. So it's just about sort of, basically it was about me sort of sat on a beach, you know, sat on a pier, and sort of sat up there, you know, just sort of like watching the waves and feeling the wind, kind of, that kind of thing. And that's kind of where the idea came from. And then, so that's really what that's about. Nothing too sinister, really.
Righto, fair enough. And where's the place that people can find out more about June Missing?
Well, MySpace, I suppose. I mean, to be honest, in the past we've never really been too in tune with it, but we're going to we're definitely going to be keep updating stuff. We're going to be sending out new blogs and stuff like that.
Cool.
Again, Facebook as well, if you want a Facebook. I think you can get our names on MySpace, so add us on Facebook and just, you know, ask us any questions and just get in touch. You know, we really want to be in contact with the people that enjoy our music. I mean, that's what we're about. We really want to know who's listening to us and what they want to hear and what they think of it. So,
okay, well, people of the world listening, acquaint yourselves with June Missing.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to do that right now, because all that remains is for you to introduce the track.
Well, this is Jump Off a Bridge Day. Please enjoy.
Okay, Mike from June Missing. Thank you very much.